Yes, please.
Get me Orville Freeman. Secretary of Culture, and let me hold on here. And how do you ring this little phone in my office, little office, without having to go through my secretary? It's 2190, but I think that's on all these phones. I think what I'm going to have to do is get a separate line for this little phone here at my little office.
So it goes right to you when we ring?
Yeah, tell the phone man this little white princess phone. In the little room here, my little private office, off the galley here, right next to Ken O'Donnell's, to get me a private line for it so I won't have to get up and run answered and bang buzz me on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bill, I don't tell me Republican Policy Committee vote against us now, it means every Republican on the wheat bill. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Orville.
I didn't even know they were having a meeting. I hadn't had a
report. Yeah, they met and voted against us. Our boys didn't get to see those Republicans soon enough, so we better take the ones you got and see what we can do about them. But Bob Jackson just told Mike Feldman. I told him to report to him once a day, and he said that they had a meeting of the policy committee and all of them voted against the wheat section of the bill. And Smith is trying to divide the two bills now.
Yes. You know, I said to you this afternoon. Well, this is par for the course. Well, I think the about this a little bit. That just means we get all the Democrats to vote for it.
That'd be good if you could do it.
Well, it seems to me if they want to play this way, this is the only way. This is the only way to do it. They want to slug every Republican into line. I don't know whether they can hold them all or not. Whatever the policy committee divides, our Southern textile cotton people they put, I don't know whether they're going to be able to hold these Republicans they think they can hold. Boy, they're really squirming, I'll tell you that. They're going to vote against this wheat bill out there, why a lot of them are going to be plenty frightened. But I think that Smith is trying to split it off. And I think this is something that would seriously threaten both. This policy committee position is something they've done again and again and again. Lick them sometimes, but not always. It makes it very hard. I think Mr. President, as they was discussing the Speaker's office this afternoon, that this is a good basis now for trying to get a caucus of all the Democrats. Want to play this way?
I guess so. I'd ask them, see what they say.
This is nothing new.
How many Democrats voted against it?
Voted against it here today in the committee?
Yeah. No, in
the last...
In the Senate, when it passed 535.
Oh. How many Democrats voted against it? Oh, I've got a checklist here. I don't have the number at the tip of my tongue. There were quite a number who voted.
That's a Republican.
That who voted. We had some that didn't vote with the Democrats in the Senate because they didn't have to, because the votes were clearly there. So that is a too representative picture. We had the Byrd number and then we had the Republicans, of course. People like Mundt voted for it. Young voted for it. Pearson voted for it. Carlson voted for it. I've had both Young and Carlson working today lining up Republican votes. Andrews from North Dakota is for it. That was reported to me, and I haven't checked it out personally. The Rifle from South Dakota was for it. That the Kansas people, that Carlson had been really going after because he wants this bill real bad. And Mrs. May from Washington ducked out of the committee today rather than vote against it. And I don't... If the cotton textile people can do any kind of job here, I think these people are going to, these Republicans are going to have to come. But I'd rather just call their bluff on it and get together all of our Democrats and say, all right, let's go.
They'll do it. I don't know whether they'll do it.
I don't know whether they will either. But if I have your permission, I'll react in that manner.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. See what they can do.
And we just keep plowing right straight ahead. Have you had any letters inside talk with you when they got back and later report on Smith?
No, just that he was trying to split them.
Well, yes, he was talking about that earlier today. And everybody who was in the speaker's office, leadership were opposed to that. And I think if this matter is raised in the Rules Committee, that we've got the vote to prevent it. I don't think it should be done. It's conceivable, I suppose, that it could be split in three parts and each could try and stand on its own.
I'm going to sign a letter like that. I've told him that several times. You can't make it human. You see Elder in the morning. Let's get that woman straightened out. So
yes, sir.
I want to send it up with two or three other announcements. I want to keep it real quiet.
Oh, yes. I'll see him and report you in the morning, and I'll go to work on this tonight.
I might take her along with her to see him if she thinks she'd make a good impression on him.
All right. Well, I...
Because I sure wouldn't want him to be against it.
Oh, no. No. Well, let me do this alone, and then if it's a good idea to follow up.
All right.
I'll report back to you on this other thing.
All right. Okay.
Very good, sir.